And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Shock in Yuki's Head. Poor Yuki Butcher, he was a hero, but he lost his memory. He saved a lady in a fire at the Cheviot Hills Hotel, and then he fell down when he learned that he had been quite a hero. And he bumped his head and he lost his memory. We tried some amateur psychology on him, trying to shock him into getting his memory back yesterday, but it didn't work. Today, Mayor Plumfront and Sparky and I are just coming into the living room of our home in Cincinnati.
He looked at something yesterday the way Yuki watched that perfectly good 1913 Model T automobile get wrecked by that truck. He didn't even bat an eye. He didn't even care.
Yeah, I sure thought if anything had shocked old you back to his senses, a sight like that would.
Yeah, I did too, Mayor, but it didn't even faze him.
And that old Model T that Waldo Rubberbee was driving looked exactly like Yuki's taxi cab. In fact, for a while, I thought it really was Yuki's cab.
No. As you know now, it was a 1913 Model T that old Waldo owned and donated to the cause. He said he was willing to sacrifice his Model T if it would help bring Yuki's memory back, but it didn't, so that's another good idea down the drain. Yep, down the drain.
Well, don't feel badly about it, Mayor. After all, you at least tried to help Yuki. Guess the shock just wasn't great enough, that's all.
Yeah, but it was a good idea, Mayor. I mean, you thought when Yuki saw the Model T coming down the street, it would remind him of his own Model T, and when he saw it get hit by the truck, then you thought it would shock him back to normal again.
That's exactly what I thought, lad, but it's not the way it worked out. Instead, old Yuki just sat there in his wheelchair, which we was wheeling him around the hospital grounds in, and blinked his eyes and says, old rattle traps like that shouldn't even be allowed on the road.
Little did Yuki realize that he used to drive a 1913 Model T every day, up until the day he lost his memory.
Well, come on, boys, cheer up. I'm sure one of these days he'll get his memory back just as suddenly as he lost it.
Oh, I hope so, Buster. I do hope so.
Sure he will. Now, cheer up. Come on, sit down here by the coffee table and dig into some of these soft drinks and snacks I've put out here for you. Just make yourselves comfortable and enjoy a little snack.
Yeah, good. Sure is nice and cool here in your living room, Buster.
Yeah, ever since we got that window fan, the downstairs here keeps pretty cool. You see, I have it turned so that the fan draws all the hot air out of the house.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of hot air in this house, too. Meaning no offense there, Buster, I didn't mean anything.
Well, it's the way that window fan gets all the hot air out of here, Mayor.
Yeah.
You know, we got all upstairs, our back bedroom window, too.
Yeah, on a hot day like this, it's cooler sitting right here in the living room than it is outside the backyard. I think she's kind of sleepy, though.
Yeah. Boy, it sure is hot. Well, as you know, Cincinnati is noted for its hot summers. I'd venture to say it gets just about as hot here as it does anywhere in the United States.
Well, the temperature might get higher in other places, but it doesn't feel as warm as it does here.
Well, that's on account of the... Like they always say, you know, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Boy, we certainly got humidity in Cincinnati.
Have what?
Humidity.
You mean humidity?
That's what I said. Humidity.
Hey, you guys, let's do something.
Do something? What do you mean, let's do something?
Well, something for excitement. I mean, boy, it's dead around here. Nothing happening.
Oh, lad, don't talk about doing things.
My goodness, no, Sparky, it's too hot for things to be happening.
Well, let's not just sit here doing nothing but looking at one another. Let's get some action. Let's get something going on.
Well, we're not just sitting here looking at one another. We're sitting here drinking our soft drinks. We're eating our potato chips.
Oh, boy. You call this pastime?
Oh, lad, you're a lot younger than Big John and me. You get to be as old as me, or even Big John for that matter. You'll find that you just don't feel too much like moving around on hot days like this.
Oh, Mayor, time drags on so slow when you just sit around like this doing nothing.
Well, who wants it to move fast?
Don't you want to play a little Parcheesi, maybe?
Oh, guess we could play some Parcheesi. What do you say, Buster?
Well, if he wants to play Parcheesi for pastime, I guess it's okay. least you can sit and not move around. It's not like playing baseball.
I'll play
parcheesi
then, huh?
Yeah, it's all right with me. We'll play parcheesi. Mayor?
No, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, it's not going to be any fun.
What do you mean? What's the matter?
Yeah, what do you mean it won't be any fun? We haven't even started to play yet.
Well, I know, but it won't be any fun. Yuki ain't here to argue with. He's laying there in the hospital in his bed, doesn't even know who he is, doesn't even know who we are, his very best friends. Why, I bet if we was to play a game of parcheesi with him, he wouldn't even know how to play it. And him, who used to be one of the best parcheesi players in the whole of the United States and Canada put together.
Yeah. Poor old Yuki.
Well, I guess I understand what you mean, Mayor. Wouldn't be fun playing parcheesi without Yuki. Or Tiddlywinks either.
Yeah.
Just couldn't be. Yeah, every time we played, I guess he played.
Was that the newspaper just landed on the front porch?
Yeah, I think I heard it. I can see, oh, yeah, I can see the paper boy going down the street. Go out the porch and bring the paper in, will you?
Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll find something cheerful in the paper to read about.
Oh, Buster. Why would a thing like this ever happen to Yuki?
I don't know. I suppose Yuki is just too brave for his own good.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Either that or he's just a great big fool. I don't know which.
Well, cheer up, Mayor. For goodness sakes. Could be worse. I mean, Yuki's still alive. I'll bet any day now he'll get his memory back and...
Well, I hope you're right, Buster.
Sure,
sure.
Newspaper, Big John. There doesn't seem to be very much in the paper today about anything. Usual headlines, though.
Yeah, let me take a look at it. At least we can get our minds off Yuki.
Say, what's that there article there in the second column about there? One that says the headline there says, Identity of Woman Rescued in Fire Established. Is that about the lady that Yuki rescued?
Let's see. Could be. Never did tell who she was.
Well, read it. What does it say?
In an exclusive interview at the hospital today, this newspaper learned that the woman rescued in the Cheviot Hills Hotel fire by Yuki Butcha. Yeah, that's it. Her, all right.
What's she say about her? Who is she?
Well, let's see. The woman rescued in the Cheviot Hills Hotel fire by Yuki Butcha was Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxville, wealthy widow of the late Abercrombie B. Saxville, who was president of the 25th National Bank. Mrs. Saxville was at the Cheviot Hills Hotel making preparations for the Cincinnati Ladies Junior Lumberjacks Club luncheon in the Cheviot Hills Hotel ballroom when she was trapped on the top floor by the fire.
Great day in the morning. Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxville. Why, Yuki Dunn went and saved the life of one of the richest women in Cincinnati. In fact, is one of the richest women in the whole United States and Canada.
Yeah, listen to this. Mrs. Saxville was released from the hospital today, and she said that her rescuer would be handsomely rewarded for his heroic deed. Well...
Why? Yuki will be handsomely rewarded, and the lady he rescued is one of the richest ladies in the whole United States.
That's right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, now, kids, this is an unexpected turn of events. You think that lady is a rich lady, none other than Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxville. She's one of the richest ladies in the United States of America. I wonder what kind of reward Yuki will get. Maybe he'll get a brand new automobile to use as a taxi cab. Maybe a whole taxi cab company. Or maybe a motorboat, or maybe even a big yacht to sail around the ocean. Maybe $1 million. Boy, there's no telling what Yuki will get for a reward. So, is it all the time we were sitting here feeling sorry for Yuki? Oh, boy, oh, boy.